In comparison to my older brothers, I'm not that old. Sure, I'm over 50, but isn't 50 the new 40? I still remember learning how to type from Miss Brown on a manual typewriter. And when, for my high school graduation, I was given an electric typewriter, I knew I had hit it big. But soon, the IBM Selectric was released, and my regular electric typewriter became obsolete. And even Selectrotypes couldn't hold a candle to word processors, which were eventually replaced by personal computers. This rapid change in technology really hit me this past week, as I was trying to make some final purchases for my mother as she settled into her new apartment. You might remember that she was forced to move because of a fire, and all of her electronics were ruined due to water damage. She had what I thought was a simple request. She wanted a single CD player, something simple, no bells, no whistles, just something to play her CDs. But it wasn't easy to find such an item. MP3s and iPods are transforming the listening landscape. There were dozens of speaker units that had MP3 jacks, but no CD player. One salesperson suggested to my mother that she should get an iPod, which would require her to have a computer, and at that point I thought she was going to hit him. Finally, after going from store to store, on the bottom shelf at a Target tucked away was a clock radio with a single CD player. We grabbed it. So in my lifetime, music has moved from vinyl to 8-track tapes to cassettes to CDs and now MP3s. Technology is changing rapidly, and it will continue to do so. For some folks, this change is uncomfortable. They'd like to halt the progress, to freeze the evolution of technology where it is right now, or even better, move it back a decade or two. But this isn't going to happen. The technology revolution is transforming all aspects of our life, how we work, play, communicate, everything, even religion. I know that more folks listen to my audiocast than hear me at services. Those listening now, whether or not you've met me in person or even attended a service at Beth Adam, are part of a growing community. Recognizing that technology allows for new ways to build community, that people spend their time differently than in past generations, that we live in a more mobile society, we at Beth Adam are building an online congregation. But to be successful, we need your help. No, I'm not asking for money, though money would be helpful. I'm asking for your ideas. Rabbi Laura Baum, who is Beth Adam's younger and more technologically savvy rabbi, yeah, she wrote that herself, she's responsible for our online congregation and is looking to engage as many folks comfortable with technology, like you who are already listening to our podcast, to help build this online community. There are several ways you can reach her. Directly through our website, www.bethadam.org. Click on the online congregation button. Or if you have a Facebook page, you can join our Beth Adam group. Or if you prefer an older form of technology, you can call our toll-free number, whatever method you choose. Let her know what features you would like, more podcasts, videocasts, discussion groups, perhaps social networking. And also, let us know if there's something that you can contribute, a short video perhaps. Your ideas and creativity will help to create something remarkable and unique. Together, we can create an online community that blends Judaism, humanism, and technology. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Oh, before I forget, if you know somebody who you think would be interested in what we're doing, send them a link to this podcast. Send them to our website so that they too can be part of this amazing undertaking. Thanks for listening.